Backbiting is another major sin in Islam. The Quran has drawn an analogy between backbiting and the repulsive act of eating the flesh of one's dead brother. This will be the state of a backbiter in the hereafter. In hadiths, backbiting is described more sinful than adultery because Allah forgives the adulterer if they repent, but does not forgive the backbiter until the person they have backbitten has forgiven them. So what is backbiting? In general, it is to mention something about a person in their absence that they would not like to be mentioned and is hidden. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Backbiting is exposing the characteristic of your brother, which Allah has concealed. It is forbidden to uncover the concealed defects of a believer, whether it's about their body, their morals, behavior, and so on. Speaking directly about these things is not the only way of backbiting. Even an ironic comment, writing or pointing by the hand could be a way of backbiting. Even mimicking someone with the intention of mocking them could be considered backbiting. Listening to backbiting is also a major sin. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "The one who listens to backbiting is as bad as the backbiter." This could also come in a hidden form while listening to a backbiter. A backbiter may say something and you express some amusement in order to energize the backbiter. You encourage them to continue backbiting. One has to be careful in these situations as this can also lead to other major sins while you're not aware of it. What are the conditions for backbiting to actualize? Number 1. Intention. The intention must be for degrading, mocking, and similar intentions. Number 2. Backbiting is something true about someone that has been exposed and they did not want it to be revealed. If it was not true about that person, it will be slander, which is another major sin, which is a mixture of lying and backbiting. Number 3. The person must be identified. If there is no mention of a name or special trait of a person, it is not termed backbiting. For example, one says, "I saw a person commit this sin." This would not be backbiting. But if at the same time you indicate a distinguishing feature of this person, it would lead to backbiting. For example, you may say, "I saw this man drinking alcohol in his house. You most likely know him, and he always comes to the mosque and drives a sports car." This would be backbiting if the others came to know who he was. 4. You mentioned something that was hidden that they would not have liked to be exposed. For example, you saw someone commit a sin in their private home or in a private group. It would be backbiting if you mention it to others, especially when it was unknown to others. 5. Among the conditions of backbiting is that some scholars say that they must be a mu'min, a believer. But backbiting a non-believer may not be called backbiting in Islamic terms, but it will lead to other sins such as transgression, oppression, and so on if practiced. When is backbiting allowed? Number 1. Backbiting a person that sins publicly and their defect is known to all, like a person who drinks alcohol publicly. It should be noted that backbiting is only allowed for those sins that are committed openly, and one should take precaution for those sins committed in secret of such a person. Backbiting is only allowed for the person that announced their sin publicly, but if they make an excuse for this action, backbiting is not allowed. For example, they say, "I drink alcohol for a health problem I have, and I am in taqlid of a person who allows it." Or one who eats during the daytime in the month of Ramadan says that they are sick or a traveler. 2. It is not backbiting if an oppressed person complains about an oppressor and mentions the acts of injustice. For example, someone keeps beating you up and is oppressing you. You can complain to someone about this act, but as a precaution, you should complain to someone who is capable of fixing the problem and not to complain to someone that can't get justice for you. And you should only complain about those things you are oppressed for. Also, it is safest if you refrain from identifying the oppressor. For example, instead of saying "my father or my brother has been unfair to me," you can say, "What would you say about someone whose father or brother has oppressed them?" 3. It is permissible to backbite with the intention of nahi anil munkar, forbidding wrong. For example, you see a Muslim always committing a certain bad deed, and you believe that by backbiting, they will give up that bad deed. But we should take into consideration the harm of backbiting in comparison to the harm caused by his bad deed. That is, if exposing them does more damage than the sin they are committing, backbiting is not allowed, even if we are sure that by backbiting they would give up the bad deed. These are the main permissible exceptions of backbiting, though there are other times where you are allowed to backbite, such as a person that commits a sin and introduces an innovation with it, or a person that narrates a false testimony or hadith. These have their own separate discussion. Just a note, just because backbiting may be permitted from these exceptions, you may fall into other sins such as lying, slander, transgression and so on, if practiced without observation and awareness. In the next lesson, we will talk about the causes of backbiting and their remedy.